Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Advisor. My name is Lisa Urbanski, co-host of the show, joined today by Christopher Deeney. So I don't know if you guys have heard of it. I know I haven't heard a lot about it, and I'm so excited to talk about it. And that is kratom. So kratom, what is kratom? It is a natural plant from Southeast Asia, known for its leaves that contain compounds with powerful effects on the body and mind. So people use it for things like pain relief, energy boosting, and it even reduces anxiety. So depending on how much you take, it can either give you a boost of energy or it can help you feel a little more relaxed, and it can even re relieve your pain. Today on The Advisor, we're joined by Christopher. He is the founder of Christopher's Organic Botanicals, who turned a childhood battle with chronic pain and years of opioid use into a mission for natural healing. So, after discovering the power of kratom, he became passionate about sharing its benefits and educating others. So, Christopher has been featured on top podcasts like the Kratom Stories podcast, where he sets the record straight on this powerful plant. Really excited to dive into this today. Today, we're going to be talking about dosage, how much people should be taking, and any other things along that line. Before we get started, I just want to thank our sponsors, Spreaker and iHeartRadio. Without you, this would not be possible. Hey, welcome to the show, Christopher.
Thank you. Thank you for having me today.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Good. It's been a long last week and weekend of recovery. So we were in Capitol Hill last week, talking to legislators about kratom. So we did a lot of walking last week.
Oh, wow. What a powerful thing, though. How did it go?
Good. We're just explaining my story. I'm a business owner, but I'm also an advocate. I tell my personal story and how kratom has benefited my life. And not sure. I don't try to promote my business during the time there. I try to promote my story.
Amazing. So you have a past with using opiates and you went through something in your childhood, correct?
Yes, that's correct. I was hit by a car at 8 years old. Basically, kids playing out in the neighborhood, and we were playing hide and go seek. And I remember going to go to cross the street from one yard to another yard, and then I just remember hearing the screeching of tires. And I just remember being like a deer in headlights. I saw the car coming. I just remember hitting my head on the hood. And next thing I know, I woke up with people around me in the road. So I got knocked out for a little while, maybe a couple minutes. I'm not really sure exactly. It had to be at least 2 or 3 minutes from the time because it's not like I saw people running to me. Everybody was already around me. So it had to be a couple minutes I was knocked out. I broke both my legs. Basically got my whole body jacked up from that, shoulder injuries, back injuries. So I had casts for my broken legs. That was 8 years old. By the time I was nine, casts were off, and I was trying to start get back to normal. After the accident, my legs were broken, so I was in a wheelchair for a little bit, and then I had to learn the crutches, and I had to go through some physical therapy. So by nine, we were kind of getting through that. And then by 10, 11, I thought I was just going through life, and then my knee started dislocating. I was out playing one day with my friends, and my knee dislocated, my left leg. And it didn't go out and go back in. It was out. I was on the ground looking at my knee on the side of my leg, like just
Wow.
freaking out. Like freaking
Wow.
out. When people say you see stars, I know what they mean. You see stars. It's horrible.
Yeah. Oh my
So
God.
after that happened, they were trying to figure out why it's happening. Well, I got
Yeah.
my leg measured, and one leg was an inch shorter than the other. So I like to joke
Right.
around and say I got shorted because my kids are like 6'1", 6'2". I'm about 5'10". So I broke both my legs on the growth plates. So I'm a little shorter than I
Okay.
should. So because of that, it caused instability in the legs, and my knees would dislocate. So I had my first surgery at 13 to solve the left leg from dislocating. Then by, I think it was 15 or 16, my right leg started dislocating again. So then we started focusing on that leg, and at 22, I had my second surgery. But during those periods of time, I was prescribed opiates for pain. I say on and off, but it was more on than off. I've had over 40, 50 knee dislocations. Every time I had a knee dislocation, we had a prescription. So, I mean, they worked.
Wow.
They really did. They worked, but it was a little cloudy as a teenager,
I
taking
can
the
only
painkillers.
imagine.
You're laid up, you're taking the painkiller. It's depressing because you're not being able to go and do whatever all your friends are doing, and you kind of just you feel stuck. You know, it's a lot that goes along with it. So it took me many years to get through all that. So
Wow, and I don't want to minimize all of that. That's an experience and a story, and wow, what a story! And it brings us to today's topic, which is kratom.
yes.
So kratom, what the heck is kratom?
Well, if you see it behind me, I got the leaves. Those are kratom
Ooh.
leaves. It's just the leaf from a tree from Indonesia and Southeast Asia, mainly Indonesia, but also Thailand, Malaysia, and what is it, Vietnam. So, but we mainly import from Indonesia. So it's just leaves. They're dried out, ground down into powder, and drank as tea. There's not much to it. I actually have a bag here. I don't know if you can see it at all, but it's just ground up leaves
Yeah, it
sometimes.
looks almost like green tea.
Yeah, it's like a green tea. It's like matcha. A lot of people say it's similar to matcha.
That's what I was
It's
thinking. Yeah.
more bitter than matcha, though. It does have a bitter bite to it. So it's
Okay.
something that some people can't get past the taste. They say, "Oh, does taste too horrible. I can't try it." I'm like, "Come on, just get past the taste. You'll be so happy once you do." But that's all it is. It's as organic and plain as you can get, as natural as you can get.
Okay. And so, how did you discover it?
Well, what I was doing is looking for other ways to help manage my pain, relax. My family was always into more natural ways of living. My parents were early days of Herbalife back in the early 80s. So I grew up learning about the Chinese medicine and different stuff like that. And I'm actually surprised that we never heard of kratom because that's where it's from, Southeast Asia. So I was really curious about this plant. Like, wow, it really worked. So I found out it by accident. I was ordering some herbs and plants and different things off the internet, and they sent me a sample of kratom. I didn't know what it was. It was in a little packet, maybe like 10 grams or something like that. So I didn't know how much to take, what to do. I dumped the whole thing in a cup, mixed it up, drank it, and I was like, ooh, that was horrible. Well, 20 minutes later, this weird sense of calm came over me, and I can't really explain it, but it was like a focused, calm, focused energy came over me. And I noticed my pain level went from about a 7 to a 3. And I was just like, what the heck was that? And I had to think back, oh yeah, I drank that tea like a half an hour ago. Because I was
Wow.
driving at the time. I had drank it, and then a couple minutes went by and I was like, oh, I gotta go run to the store real quick. So I ran to the store, and on my way to the store, I started noticing like this clear, focused energy. I'm like, wow, that's really unique. So I went to the store, came home, and just the whole day I was thinking about it, like, wow, what is that? You know, what is it? How does it work this way? So it just led me down the rabbit hole to go figure out everything I could about kratom, study the alkaloids, study what it does, understand the plant. And I wanted to know wh how it was used traditionally. So in Indonesia, they pluck the leaf off the tree and chew on it. And then they'll spit out the leaf maybe 10 minutes later, 5 minutes later. Or they'll take a bunch of leaves and brew it in a pot and brew it into tea all day. So we don't have fresh leaves here. So we use it more like an instant tea. So that's the only difference between the way we use it compared to tradition. Not much.
Gotcha. So on the last episode, you and Stacy chatted and you guys dove into more details on what kratom is, what its uses are. And so today I think we want to focus on like how does someone get started taking it, who should take it, what the dosages are, because you were telling me earlier that you get those questions a lot, right? It could be a
Yes.
little overwhelming. Especially if you've never taken it before, right? So,
Yes. I wish there was people there for me when I started, so I understand it.
right. Well, let's tell everybody. Let's tell the audience. So, I guess what factors affect how much kratom a person should take?
Well, that's the thing. Everybody's so different. It all depends on the person's chemistry. It doesn't so much vary on weight or height or age or male or female. We don't see that many differences that in that area. What we notice is what time you eat, the way your body digests. Some people do digest a little different than others. Some people have a slower metabolism, a faster metabolism. You could have people with a slow metabolism, but they're not really overweight. So it really doesn't go by overweight, underweight, or
Right.
weight. So if you have a slower metabolism, the kratom might last 6 to 8 hours in your body, and you might not need as much. If you're a fast metabolizer, you might need a little bit more, and might need to take it a little more often. So it just depends on how your body reacts and how your body processes kratom.
Okay, so
We
what are the difference between the doses? Like, what is a low dose? What is a medium dose? And what is a high dose?
What we say on all our packaging, serving size is 2 grams. That's about a level teaspoon, a little
Okay.
less than a level teaspoon. So a kitchen scale is good. I always tell people have a kitchen scale and have a little journal when you first start, because that's really going to help you out. Know how much you took, what time you took it. Did you eat first? Did you not eat first? All these things matter. And it can make a difference between taking 3 grams and 4 grams. So it really is
Okay.
a unique plant. And it's about finding that sweet spot, I guess you can say. But once you find that sweet spot, it's great. At first, I didn't have anybody to ask. I was just trying whatever. And
Right.
after all said and done, I take about a tablespoon. That's what's good for
Okay.
me. That's what works, about 5 grams, 6 grams. That's perfect for me. And that's what my amount is. If I take less than that, I'll feel a little bit more energy. If I take more than that, I'll feel a little bit more tired. So that's the way it works with all kratom strains. They're all work. If you take more, you get relaxed. You take less, it's energy. So that's the way the plant works.
Interesting.
It's like
Okay.
we're so used to as people just more, more, more. Like if it doesn't work, take more, take more. Well, with
100%.
kratom, it's less is more. Because the less you take, sometimes the better it'll work. You might take a certain amount of kratom that's too much. You might actually notice absolutely nothing. And you'll be like, well, what the heck was that? It's just about figuring out what amount works.
Right. Everyone's so unique. You got to figure out what works with your body, your metabolism. Interesting. So, like, how do the different strains work, or is there any difference? I know there's a red, green, white. What is that? What does that mean? Is there a difference?
There are different vein colors. There's white vein, red vein, green vein, and that's traditionally the way it was looked at. Nowadays, it's more of the batch color. They'll mix different leaves together and you'll have the different variation of colors and shades. You'll have a white version of kratom. You have a little more of a deeper green, and then you'll have a deeper red. And by doing it that way, the reds are usually lower mitragynine. Mitragynine is the main alkaloid in kratom, just like caffeine is the main alkaloid in coffee.
Right.
So mitragynine usually equals energy. So the reds are usually a lower mitragynine. The whites and greens have higher mitragynine. So automatically at 2 grams, the red is going to be more relaxing and the green and whites are going to be more stimulating. So that's about,
Interesting.
we used to say red for bed, white for flight or energy, green for in between.
Okay. So walk us through how important is it to start with a small dose test?
Very important. I tell everybody, like I said, less is more. Start with
Okay.
like flat tables, flat teaspoon, or if you have a kitchen scale, start with 2 grams. See how you react to that. Wait a day. Don't try it in an hour taking more. Kratom takes sometimes 2 hours to metabolize. So within that 2 hours, that's the time it takes to metabolize in your body. You might not notice it right away. Some people do. Some people say they notice it in 20 minutes. I did. I noticed it within 20 minutes. Some people say it takes an hour for them to feel it. So if you take too much, the worst thing's going to happen is you're going to get nauseous. But nobody likes
Oh,
walking
okay.
around. So that's why I say take a little bit, see if that works. And if that didn't work or you didn't notice what you wanted, then the next time you try it, try another gram. Make it a little bit higher the next time. Don't double it, but just try a little bit more. And that you'll notice that little bit of an increase makes a huge difference.
Okay, so what about the method of use? So there's powder, there's capsules, there's tea. Does that affect the dosage?
It doesn't affect the dosage as much as it affects the way you feel. Me personally, I don't like capsules. I think the capsules dissolve at a different rate, and I don't think they work exactly the same as just taking the powder, mixing it in some warm hot water, and drinking it. I really don't. I've tried it. I've experimented on myself so many times at the exact same amount, and it does not feel the same at all. It's just dissolves different. I don't know how to explain it. Just I like the powder. I like the making the tea. It tastes like crap, but it works. That's the way it works for me. A lot of people take the capsules because of the taste. They don't want to taste that bitter taste.
Right. So, can the tolerance for kratom in your body build up over time? And how would you notice? And how does that affect the dosage?
Me personally, I actually take less now than I did when I first started. When I first started taking kratom, I was actually taking 2 to 3 tablespoons at a time. And I was like, okay, that works, that works. But then it was a few months into it, and I was like, I just didn't feel like it was working. And it just wasn't, something wasn't right. So I said, let me lower it. Let me see if I lower it, if it makes a difference. And when I lowered it to a tablespoon, I noticed right away that gave me the perfect balance, energy, relief, everything I needed without being too much or not enough. So, and that's the thing with the FDA. They did a dose finding study 2 year about a year ago, last February. And they gave 40 people up to 24 capsules of kratom, 12 grams. So 12 grams of kratom, that's according to our packaging, 6 servings. So they gave them 12 grams of kratom. The only side effect is where a couple of people got nauseous from taking that much material. So what they're noticing from these studies is there's not so much a tolerance issue as there is getting the dosage right.
Right. How long did it take before you got your dosage right?
Oh, it took me probably a good 3 months, 3 to 4 months,
Okay.
easily. That's why I tell people, don't give up. Sometimes it's a pain, but there's a lot of information out there now, a lot more than when I started. This was 2015 I found kratom. There was no information. We have NIDA, the National Institute for Drug Abuse, studying kratom for opiate and alcohol cessation. You have the University of Florida studying kratom, Johns Hopkins studying kratom. Everybody's studying this plant because they're realizing there's something here with it. So it's great. We'll have more knowledge in the next 5 years, guaranteed.
Right. So I guess, do you take it one time a day? Can you take it multiple times a day? I know you mentioned you metabolize it and it takes a little bit of time for it to work. But for someone who's using it, let's say for pain management or, to cycle out of opiate use, how would someone like that start to take it or use it?
I mean, I would have to say basically it's hard to say because obviously we can't get medical advice for that, but in general, it's just fine. I know people have asked me that question. They've said, well, I take opiates. I don't want to take opiates anymore. I want to take kratom. Well, I tell people, don't mix anything, first off. Don't mix it. Because some people that I've heard from that mixed it actually just neither none of nothing worked. The opiates
Right.
didn't seem to work, kratom didn't seem to work, and they were like, what happened? Well, opiates work on the opioid receptor. Kratom works on the opioid receptor, but also works on other receptors. It works on other areas of your body. So that's what makes it so important to understand how this plant works. It doesn't, people want to say, oh, it's an opioid. It's not an opioid at all. It's a plant. An opioid is something that comes from the poppy plant. Kratom is not an opioid. It comes from the coffee family. It's related to coffee. So if that helps people understand it, but finding that dose and just getting it right is so important. And that's why we just try to educate people. We have our phone number out. Just call us, talk to us. We want to help you through this.
So, who is the ideal person for this product, for this plant? Who should, consider trying it or testing it out to see if it would work for them? Is it people who are struggling with energy, people who are in chronic pain, all of the above, or is it for everybody?
I wouldn't say it's for everybody. I think some people it might just not work for. I think there's certain people that might have reaction to it. Not every herb's for everybody, not every plant's for everybody. So even with cannabis, there's people that don't like cannabis. It just does not agree with them. They don't care. Everybody else can praise it and they're like, I hate it. Well, there's people like that for kratom too. So it just doesn't agree with them. But most of the people that I see take kratom are people looking for a boost of energy. They're looking for relief. They're looking for just, they don't want to take medicines all the time for everything. They want to
Right.
try something more natural first. I have to take medicine for cholesterol for my heart and an aspirin every day. I had a heart attack at 36. I'm 50 now. So,
Right.
I have to take these medicines, but those are a couple I have to take. If I wasn't taking kratom, I might have to take five more. So it's just what works in my balance for me.
Right. So, how important is sourcing high quality kratom for safe dosing? Like, where do you get yours from? And how important is that?
We're very happy that we work with a great group in Indonesia. Our products have come over for the last 4 years with QR codes inside the box. I scan that QR code and I can see the region and the farmer who packed that and what farm it's from. So we've been doing about 4 years farm to table. I know exactly. We could trace back every little piece of our kratom. So working with we work with many different, they almost like a co-op. It's called Apuri, Appuri, the Apuri Kratom Farmers. I think there's about 140,000 of them, and they really, it's basically all the leaves get collected and then they get driven over to Pontianak, and that's where they process and package them and get them ready for shipment. But the farms where kratom's grown is sometimes 14 hours outside of Pontianak. So
Got
the
it.
farmers are harvesting the leaves, getting the leaves ready, drying them, preparing them. And then after they're dried, they break them down into crumbs, they call them. They're like just, it looks like fish flakes, like they're crumbs. They're not a fine powder yet. Then that's bagged up, that's brought over to Pontianak, and then it's ground down to a fine powder, you know, put through all the sanitary and safety regulations, and everything's tested. So we have our test result before we receive it. So we know our quality control is there. Once we receive it, we have a co-packer. That co-packer now tests it again. And then when we package it before it's released for sale, we take a random package, send it out to a third party. They test it for the third time. And then as long as everything matches up and everything's clean, it's released for sale. But that's how we know. That's how we do our quality control. Our testing results are right on our website. You can go into our product descriptions and download them and have them for yourself. We have nothing to hide. So.
So I'm just curious, was kratom like what was it originally grown and used for?
Well, in Indonesia, the farmers and laborers used it to endure the hot day. You know, Indonesia is like the worst part of Florida every day of the week. You know, it is so hot. And hard for them working in the fields. They needed the extra energy and stamina to do what they had to do for the day. So they'd pluck the leaves off the tree or brew them into tea and drink it. In Thailand, Thailand, it was used as a replacement for opium. People that did wanted to stop using opium, they switched to kratom. And it actually was banned in Thailand around the same time cannabis was banned in the United States because the kratom was getting in the way of the opium trade in Thailand. So there's some fun history to go down a rabbit hole with that one. But Thailand just re-regulated kratom 2 years ago. So it's legal for sale again. So we're happy about it. So they're seeing the benefit in it. Indonesia's regulating kratom now. So these countries are seeing this product's really beneficial. And you know, it's all about money. They want to make some money on a commodity and add a tariff to it. And you know, as long as everybody's happy on that end, I guess that's what we have to deal with. So we just want it to remain legal. I just want it to remain legal, available, accessible to people who need it. So if it costs extra, I guess that's what we have to do.
It's the cost of business sometimes, right?
Unfortunately, yeah.
So tell us a success story. Do you have a success story of one of your clients' customers and what were they going through? What happened and how Kratom kind of helped them?
I have a lot of them. But one I always seem to go to is a customer that was Stacy. She was a mother, eight children or six children, eight children. I forget exactly what,
Same
but
difference. No, I'm just
a
kidding.
lot of children.
That's a lot
And
of
she was
children.
married, you know, she was married and, you know, had a drug problem and ended up losing her children, losing her family, living on the street, and she found kratom. And I tell people, kratom's a tool. It's not a fix-all. It's a tool. Somebody who's has the addiction mindset, when you make a cup of the kratom tea, it almost shuts down that noise in the background. The noise of, oh, I need to get the next fix. It slows that down a little bit. So that gets people to the point where they can go get help. They can go to a meeting. They can go to a therapist or whatever they have to do. But within a year of using kratom, Stacy had her children back, house back, life back, and was back in business, so to speak.
Wow, that's beautiful.
So that's the power. And people say that kratom gave me my life back. You know, there's a group out there that do a lot of advocacy and education. They're called the Kratom Gals, and you can go Google them. They're great. They're funny as hell, and they talk about all these conversations, all these things about kratom, all these misinformation, and you know, they help new customers with issues. You know, they really are great. They really give good, positive education. So,
Nice. So, I mean, where can people find you and where is your store located?
sure. We're located in Quinton, That's Sound County, New Jersey. So we're a very small little area. We don't have a storefront. We're all online, but we do have store pickup for people who would like to place an order online and they don't want to wait for the mail. They can just place it online, come pick it up, schedule a time to pick it up. But our website's christophersorganicbotanicals.com, and you can reach out anytime at 609-202-6880 or 856-581-1265. Call or text, talk to us, whatever questions. Once you purchase, if you're like, I don't know what to do with this thing, what do I do with this? Well, give me a call. I'll talk to you. My daughter will talk to you. My wife will talk to you. It's a family-run company. We're not a big giant corporate company. It's just the three, as I say, just the three of us. So we're here.
Amazing. Is there any last minute things you want to talk to our audience about, or any like last minute thoughts on dosage, how to start, where to go from here,
Yeah,
kind of thing?
I would say don't give up. I know so many people that give up. They just get tired of trying with the different plants or different alternative medicines or anything. And our herbs in general, they're like, man, you know what? I just want to take a pill. I'm done. I don't want to worry about how much to take, where to take it, how to take it. And I understand that. I really do. But don't give up. Just take your time with it. This is a plant that's amazing. It has over 50 alkaloids in it, 50 alkaloids that work on 50 different areas. One of them is a calcium channel blocker that works in your heart. Well, my cardiologist loves that I take kratom. He's amazed by it. So, there's something good. Don't give up on it. People get worried about, they hear negative misinformation that kratom is bad or this and that, and that's not true. The kratom leaf that this pure and natural, the pure form has been used for thousands of years. Yeah,
Beautiful.
you got it.
Well, I really, really appreciate you being here today and sharing your knowledge on this topic. I know there's so many people out there that are looking for solutions to things. And sometimes, it just takes tuning into one of these episodes and having a moment of maybe this will work for me, and then them reaching out to you and trying it and then feeling that result. Because I'm a true
Yeah.
believer that there's no one way for everybody.
No, there isn't. And that's what it is, right? About my whatever you call it, my background. That's kratom. That's a couple of kratom leaves in the kratom trees. That's what it is. It's a leaf ground down into powder, drank as tea. That's simple as that.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for being here.
Yep, you got it. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. And to our audience, thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Advisor. If you have any questions, please leave them in the show notes. And we'll be sure to get Chris to answer them for you. And if you have yet to like and subscribe, please do so. That's the only thing we ask, and we really use your support. So thanks again. And until next time, I'm Lisa Urbanski with The Advisor. And this is Christopher Deeney, and we're signing off for now.
Right.